life and fate.
The United States believes the greatest contribution we can make to world prosperity is the continued advocacy of the magic of the marketplace.
After years of bailouts, downgrades, stagnating growth and market instability, BBC Radio 4 asks whether free market capitalism is a broken system.
Capitalism, in a very fundamental sense, stopped working.
Left alone, capitalism will create a huge amount of inequality.
Elites try to stay in power not just by having more money than everyone else, but by shaping the way that people think.
Michael Portillo puts capitalism on trial this Tuesday morning at 9.
And now on BBC Radio 4, Life and Fate continues, based on the translation by Robert Chandler. And Krimov arrives at the notorious Lubyanka prison in Moscow.
Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. Dramatised for radio by Jonathan Myerson and Mike Walker. Krimov in Moscow, November 1942.
Move it! Come on, move it up, move it up! Who's this?
Citizen Krimov, arrested last night.
There's been some sort of misunderstanding.
He's a commissar.
Was. Now, he's a disgrace to the Soviet nation. Stick him in a solitary cell.
But there's a man in
there. Did you hear me?
It's not my bloody fault.
I am not signing out a chit for a man who's dead.
He bloody isn't dead, is he? He's standing right next to you.
Sorry.
On my roster, he's been shot. 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Commandant says he's still got to be fed. Look at the state of him.
I'd rather not.
Gotta warm him up
somehow. What the hell are you two standing there for? Get that man in the solitary cell.
Look, beg to... Comrade, that commissar's in there.
We'll get him and put him in the guard room.
I'm in there.
Do you want to join a penal battalion? Oh.
You, quartermaster. Sort him something to eat.
Come on.
Out. Move it. Oh, don't look at him. He's a bleeding disgrace.
Come on.
You, in. Stay there.
Was that the man who was in here?
Come on. Down the hall. That's it.
Wasn't that man
sentenced for self-mutilation? Shot himself in the hand, you know. How obvious is that? So they take him out, pop him. Lazy firing squad supposed to bury him. They find a shell hole, sprinkle over a bit of earth and sod off back to billets.
His eyes. I wish I hadn't seen that.
You and me both, mate. They didn't bloody shoot him right. They certainly didn't bleed and bury him. So he wakes up, comes to life, and what does he do? He decides to make my life a total misery and walks back in here again.
My God.
My nerves. Look at my hands. Look at that. They bog up every single thing they do, and I get the blame.
Why did he come back?
And now the commandant says we've got to give him bread and tea, and I've got the quartermaster saying he won't give him any because he's off the list. Commandant. Yes, never his fault. It's always mine. Always.
What did you do before the war?
Beekeeper. Ah. On a state farm. We made lime blossom honey. Bleeding lovely. I just love those bees.
Right. We got him a truck.
We've got to shoot him, haven't we?
Not him. This one here.
Oh.
Commandant signed off a truck. We send this one off. We can give the dead man his tea, his bread.
I like it. Let's go, sunshine.
Back to my billet.
Lubyanka, more like.
What? You're not supposed to tell them.
Ah, sods.
My kit from my bunk. I should have my kit, my suitcase.
He's funny, this one, isn't he?
Yeah, they're all funny.
Get on a track. We got a dead man. Needs your rations.
Come on. In.
I need to telephone. There are people who would insist on knowing that I'm
in. Ah!
He took my belt, my laces.
That's right.
Cut the buttons off my trousers.
Yep.
How am I supposed to...
What?
I don't know.
They look up your arse, too?
Yes.
You never know quite what they're hoping to find.
How can I... There are people. People will be shocked to hear that
Shh.
I'm...
Whisper.
They should be informed.
Your big friends wouldn't do anything, even if you could tell them.
I'm Katsunelen Bogyan, by the way. Welcome to Chateau Lupyanka. He's drilling, and Citizen Bogolayev Bottombunk is currently having a tete-a-tete with our friends. Interrogation. Probably not about his poems, though frankly some of his rhymes constitute a crime against civil society.
Floor.
Sorry?
Parquet on the floor.
Nothing's too good for a communist.
I joined before the revolution.
When this place was still insurance offices.
Insurance?
The parquet.
I see.
Get up!
What?
Not on the bunks, not lying down. Not during the day.
I can't...
They check. The hole.
Where have you come from?
Stalingrad.
How goes the heroic resistance?
Do you smoke?
Yes.
Oh.
I let the whole show down, Comrade Commissar. I told our friends I don't smoke. They could have had my ration in the doghouse again.
You used to... I saw you with my wife. We saw your cabaret, the Hall of Columns.
My little moment in the sun.
You were good.
Really?
Why did you stop?
I was working. I worked here. I worked in a camp. I was with these people.
You were worth the check.
Get in there!
Here you are. That's it. One step. That's it.
Let him have a smoke. He needs a smoke.
He needs to eat.
Get him some water.
Please. Have a look at my back. The lash?
Don't touch me.
Let's get some water on this.
I need to wash it.
Get some of the blood off.
Oh, God. Oh, hear me, my God.
And that's it.
My wife says she left me. We separated. She left me, so there's no one out there even to send me a parcel. Don't rush, not on my account.
I'm not.
There's a dressing gown on the... You look like a witch.
Thanks.
I mean it in a good sense.
Sofia Osipovna once called me that.
See?
It was the night Pyotr proposed.
Where is your Colonel Novikov? When did you last hear from him?
What's happened to Sofia? She's vanished into thin air.
I never liked her much.
I hope she's all right, even if you don't.
I don't wish her ill.
Look, Lyuda, the reason I've come back to Moscow...
What?
Nikolai has been arrested. That's why I'm here. They told me he's in the Lubyanka.
Nikolai Krimov? He's a 100% communist.
And our brother wasn't? And your first husband? Abarchuk was 1,000% Marxist.
Krimov, he was an absolutist. The kulaks can go to hell for all I care. I remember him saying that.
Nice time to bring that up. Thanks.
Oh, you want me to lie?
They summoned me for interrogation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
They can bug the mouthpieces.
A scarf isn't going to stop it.
It muffles it. Someone told me.
Day I got the notice. They don't tell you why, who it's about, just be there. This building in the middle of Kuibyshev. I never realised what it was. Bring your passport. Just a plain room and an ordinary young man, but he looked like he already knew everything.
Are you aware of the counter-revolutionary activities of Nikolai Grigoryevich Krimov?
Of course not.
You were married for 8 years.
We were never officially married.
You took his name?
For that period.
This presumably gave him the respectability he needed.
We were in love.
Why did you say that?
Because we were.
Oh, you fall in love far too easily.
You found it possible to love an enemy of the revolution.
Krimov volunteered for the front. He was almost captured in the Ukraine. It led his company to safety.
That's right. His battalion was encircled, yes?
That's what he told me.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
That is when he was recruited by the Gestapo.
Eesh, that's ridiculous.
And when did NG Krimov first instruct you to become involved with Colonel Novikov?
What?
To form a relationship with him so as to elicit intelligence which you would pass back to NG Krimov. How would NG Krimov communicate with his fascist paymasters?
Nikolai is the most loyal citizen I have ever known.
I see. So you're implying that Colonel Novikov is not a true Soviet citizen?
Men are at the front fighting the fascists, and you, young, fit, you sit here in safety, flinging accusations at them.
Xenia! I was ready for him to punch me.
What did he do?
Well, he didn't. He almost blushed.
Unfortunately, none of that gets us round the problem of the Trotskyism.
Sorry?
Trotskyism. Worship of the disgraced former citizen L.D. Trotsky.
I am aware of what Trotskyism means.
And yet you claim ignorance. In spite of the fact that your husband once boasted to you, boasted that Trotsky had once told him what he thought of one of his articles.
I don't know what you mean.
Marble. That's pure marble, Trotsky said to him. Yes?
How could you know?
What?
Nothing.
What? Krimov told me. I remember him saying, you're the only person who knows these words.
So how did this Czechist know that?
I told Pyotr Pavlovich when he came up to Kuibyshev last month.
Poor you.
Now, you said earlier you were in love.
But then, of course, it's exactly the sort of thing that would happen to you.
You found it quite possible to love a man loved by Trotsky.
You left one man for the other and then told the second about the first.
You left Tolya's father. I bet you told Viktor all about...
Well, that's different.
And yet you still dispute this is the sort of man who might start working for the Gestapo.
Now I understand why Mama prefers to live like a gypsy in Kazan rather than coming here.
We keep inviting her.
I'm sorry, Lyuda. That's not fair.
Maybe your Pyotr told someone else and they denounced him. Have you thought of that?
You're right. Why didn't I think of that?
Quite.
That must be it.
You've got cold.
I'll go and... I'm sorry about what I said.
I've made up the divan. What time do you go to the Lubyanka?
Visitor's office is on Kuznetsky Most. I'll start tomorrow.
I'll get you something to eat. Madame General must keep her strength up.
I'm so tired, Lyuda. So bloody tired.
Where should I...
First time.
Yes.
A star queue in any window.
Right.
Got your passport?
Yes, I put it in my handbag this morning. Okay. It's definitely here.
You don't need to show me.
Yes, it's here. Sorry.
You don't have to apologise.
Sorry.
If they're not here, the inner prison, I mean, next you go to Matroskaya Tishina. Then, if no good, you go to Batyrka. But they only see people in alphabetical order. Mm. If he's not there, you go to Lefortovo military. Yeah. And if you don't, you come back here.
How long does that take?
6 weeks. I still haven't found my son.
You don't even know where he...
You've been to the military prosecutor?
No.
Oh.
Next!
The queue's moving quite fast.
Bad sign. Oh, means everyone's getting vague answers.
Now where's he going?
He'll be gone to phone someone.
That means they're giving proper answers.
Everyone's getting the same today. Parcel's not accepted.
That means investigation completed.
Why can't they have parcel?
It means they've been sentenced.
Shipped out to the camp. Hey, he's coming back. Watch your shoulders. You can tell what he'll have said.
Bad news. Could be no news.
Poor woman.
Next!
Father, husband or son? Well, he's... we've never quite...
Our bloke, window 3, he's a good one. Today could be my day.
For what?
Excuse me, take my parcel. Here. Last time I said wrap it in paper, tie with tape. Took me forever to find that tape.
Tinned food there? They'll never take that.
That's the potato, they never take tinned there.
What use is tinned? They need onions, garlic for the scurvy.
You can't give them anything too good. The criminals say.
Oh, how do you know all this?
To have a parcel accepted.
What, love?
To have a parcel accepted, that would
that's
be...
That's right. Oh,
that's the thing.
It's going to happen today. It's going to be me. Mm.
Think you're right. Today.
Mm. You? Sweet. Maybe me.
Next!
Hello? Sorry.
What for?
Sorry. I don't know.
Yes?
I want to inquire about a person who has been arrested.
Name?
Yes, sorry. Krimov Nikolai Grigorievich.
When was he arrested?
November.
This year?
Yes.
I'll put in a request.
Thank you.
Your name?
Yevgenia Nikolaevna.
Surname?
Sharp.
What was that?
Krimova.
Wife, yeah?
Well, yes. Wife. I am his wife.
Come back tomorrow.
All right.
Answers tomorrow from 11 till 3.
I understand.
That's all.
Yes.
You may go now.
Yes. I'm going.
What did he say?
So it said he'd put in a request.
Take your passport number.
Should I go back and tell him it? I haven't got my passport. Oh, it's in here somewhere. I'm sure I put it. Oh, here it is. If I join the queue again, I could get to the front and tell him.
Come back tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell him then. Better get going then. Where's my passport? I thought I put it in. No, that's where I thought I put it.
Did you put it in your coat pocket?
Did I? Yes. Here it is.
Oh, good. Got it.
Yes. Maybe I'll just...
Oh, yeah.
I'll just sit on the bench for a while. It seems a shame to go. He might just be through there. Sit here. Just a bit longer.
I was with the Comintern for 15 years.
You knew the traitors in Ofiev, the subversives Kamenev, Bukharin?
As much as anyone.
All of whom confessed to right Trotskyist conspiracy against the Soviet state.
I was as shocked as anyone.
Disappointed that they were caught.
They were enemies of the state. They needed to be purged.
We can move on. On the phone, August 1937, it seems you are of the opinion that Yosif Vissarionovich has an inferiority complex about philosophy.
I think maybe that remark is capable of being misunderstood.
Back in 1932, you told a visitor from Germany that the Soviet trade union movement represented the state more than the proletariat.
I incited soldiers to mutiny against the Tsar. I fought in the Civil War. I have volunteered for the front line throughout this conflict.
You think here to receive a testimonial?
Of course I don't.
This is all... None of this matters. Just tell me about Muska Grinberg.
That's not your business.
When did she recruit you into her counter-revolutionary Zionist espionage ring?
You don't mean that seriously, do you?
You've heard me know about everything you've said and done.
I would never spy.
Muska Grinberg, you came in here 4 years ago, yes? You made your statement about her husband. Here it is. I am not able to totally exclude the possibility that the suspect is a double agent. And then he went straight to visit his wife, Muska.
I meant to make things better for her.
But in fact, you had carnal relations with her.
No, I don't believe that.
You're right. Not on that particular occasion. It was 2 days later in the Hotel Caucasia. We have Grimberg's own confession here.
Then why do you need me?
That time you were surrounded in Belarusia.
I led 200 men out of encirclement.
You have flown to German army headquarters and given your new instructions. Was it SS or Gestapo?
That's ridiculous.
Really? But your friends with many have now been unmasked as enemy agents. No,
it's not what...
Did you in fact fornicate with one?
I did.
So she was your handler, in every sense.
Muska was... She was... good looking.
You wouldn't be the first.
But we only...
Yes?
I'm not as dishonest as you make out. Please believe me, comrade.
Citizen, you're no longer my comrade.
Citizen.
If you genuinely want to repent, if you still feel any love for the party, then you must help the party by confessing.
I won't make things up.
Take your time. Oh, I do wish you'd stop tapping your feet.
They're going numb.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Remembered anything yet?
Victor?
Here I am.
You're not going to the...
Where's Zhenya? Has she gone to Kuznetsky Mosque today?
Oh, what does that matter?
I'm still here.
Looking pale.
All the food in Kulubyshev.
Actually, that's a Jewish compliment.
Sorry.
Here. Two men from the shtetl. They've both done well. Moved to Petersburg. They meet in the street. One says to the other, how have you been? So ill, he says. I've been so ill for a month, I had to spend 2,000 rubles on a doctor. Still, I'm cured now. 2,000, the other one says. Back in the shtetl, I could have been ill for a year on that much.
This is no time for jokes.
Well, how about a game of chess, then?
Ooh, last time I checkmated you twice in a row.
Come on, here it is. I've been looking forward to this.
You can't just sit there. Look, the clock, remember? It's always 10 minutes slow at least.
Left or right?
That one.
Black.
What are you doing?
I used to think about all our friends, relatives who've been arrested, and then I think at least I can tell them not all my friends are like that. I mean, Krumov's had died in the war, and he worked on the underground, and...
If they interrogate him...
Duda, please.
Well, they will. We all know that. What if he tells them all about everything you used to say?
Oh, my skull is unstitching, please.
White moves first, Vidka.
Sorry, yes, right. God, no one's called me that for years.
Your move?
Yes. Right.
Nikolai always opened with King's Pawn.
See?
Oh, for God's sake, Luda.
Just saying.
Have you seen my slippers?
By your feet.
Your move.
All right, try that, Capablanca. Mm. Oh, and don't tell me Trotsky always used to do that move. Oh,
you think that's funny?
There you go, my knight enters the fray.
For God's sake, let me... Oh. Feet up!
Thank you, my love.
What a good wife.
The revolution was supposed to change things like this.
You move.
So, will you please stop fiddling?
They're all out of line.
Well, they don't have to be exactly in place.
It's nicer if...
There, that opens it up.
Nothing frightens me. We can sell our possessions, move to the dacha, live off cabbage. You can teach chemistry in the local school.
You're never going to keep your dacha.
Zhenya, you've obeyed your conscience. The greatest thing a man can do. A woman.
Here it goes again.
No, this is a trap.
What good will it do? Krimov won't be happy, even if he does get released.
Yuda.
He was doing fine when you separated. You've got nothing to feel guilty about, Zhenya.
I wish you understood.
Come on, your bishop's in mortal danger.
I'm going to leave you two alone.
Maybe I should do some work.
Today? Why not bang your head against the wall instead?
Let me do some work.
I'll go and help Yuda. Don't think I haven't memorized the board.
Legs apart. Spine straight.
Citizen, I have been standing here.
And you'll stay there another 12 hours if you don't start writing. I asked you about your Trotskyite sex conspiracies. What have you got to say? Stand up! You think you're in here for a sleep? Didn't you hear what I said? Have you gone completely deaf?
My boots, my feet.
Don't talk to me! Time for breakfast. Want to do some writing?
I have no intention of confessing to something. I am not a spy.
I've been reading here. You've never been promoted. Still a battalion commissar. Ever wonder why? Trotsky himself said, "That's marble. Pure marble." About one of your speeches. I'm right, aren't I? If that worm had seized power, wouldn't you be doing well, eh? Pure marble. Pure shit.
I have never had any connection with Trotskyism. I have always voted against Trotskyite resolutions.
It's what we always find. How else are you going to preserve your colour? Tired? Want to lie down, take your boots off, ease those swollen feet? Why won't you help us? Do you really think it matters whether you were recruited before the war or during it? It's much more deep-rooted. You must help the party in this new stage of the struggle. You must renounce your old opinions. Only a true Bolshevik is capable of a task like that.
I may have expressed some views hostile to the sovereign socialist state. But espionage, sabotage.
Why the but? You're already halfway to understanding your own hostility. That's almost sabotage in itself. So no buts.
I am not a spy.
You won't help the party. We get to the nub of it, and still you hide. You stand there, smelling like shit, and telling me...
Where were you when I was leading men into battle? Where were you in the winter fighting? Have you fought
off in Stalingrad, you Tsarist? Enough. Get the doctor. I want to keep going.
Poetry.
Oh. I'll get it.
Who does he love?
We can't stand Ostrovsky and Sholokhov and all those people.
He's a modernist, is he?
Well, actually, he doesn't believe in anything.
Look who's here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Maria. You're lead with us, yes? I've made borscht. This is my sister, Yevgenia. She's staying with us. Maria Ivanovna is married to one of Viktor's colleagues.
Maria Ivanovna. Very nice to meet you.
Sit, yes. Everyone. Nadia, will you get the pie?
I'll get the cutlery.
Oh, Yevgenia Nikolaevna, forgive me. I've never seen... Oh, you're so beautiful. Mashenka, look at her hands.
And her neck.
And her nostrils.
Hang on, I'm not a horse, you know.
Oh, I'll get your nose back.
Borscht, Mashenka?
A little. Oh, remember when there were eggs for the borscht?
Oh, don't.
A man I know in Kuibyshev, he managed to get eggs... Made me an omelette.
Oh, stop!
There was a price, of course. No, Luda, I didn't pay it.
Mm. Oh, this is delicious.
Thank you.
Mama, the oven's gone out.
Oh, I'll do it.
Let me help you.
Do you like Maria Ivanovna?
I think she's the best person in the whole world. Mm. I'd marry her if I could.
Mm. Not too angelic.
You don't like her?
You know, saints, there's nearly always a bit of hysteria going on underneath. I'd rather have an out-and-out bitch.
Hysteria?
Just in general, I mean. Not her, not actually her.
Nadia! Come here! Come and learn how to light this oven once and for all.
I'm sorry.
So much good. You really not like our little masher?
I don't know. Some women, they're so accommodating, so ready to throw themselves on the fire. It's never... I mean, with them, it's never... I'm going to sleep with this man because I actually want to. It's always got to be. I pity him. It's my sacrifice, God's sake. A woman sleeps with or marries or leaves a man because of her own choice. It's not a sacrifice. She wanted to, but she believes she's the great martyr to men's love. Women like that can't stand it.
I see.
And do you know why they get up my nose? Because I sometimes think I'm one of them.
I'm not sure I...
That's not why you want to know. Is it, Vidka?
Look, stop calling me that.
The young lady's head over heels in love with you.
What? Don't be stupid. She's Luna's closest friend.
Tell me about you and Masha.
Look, I'm being serious. Go to hell, Gina. Got that? Go to hell.
They're trying their best.
Oh, can I come and finish your soup, Maria?
I was thinking, Evgenia Nikolaevna, sadly, I have some experience. Would you like me to come with you to the Lubyanka?
There are things you have to do on your own, you know.
It's cold pie tonight, my people. Well, lukewarm. Get your plates ready.
Now, the witnesses all say the same thing. Inside building 6.1, you work to betray the motherland, to weaken political consciousness, to incite Glekov, the commander, inciting him to go over to the enemy. Yes?
I was instructed to take command of... to end partisan activity.
Captain Glekov's been posthumously awarded Hero of the Motherland, the highest award for bravery, and you thought to relieve him of his command.
My order...
Yeah. You're an arsehole! A Trotskyite prostitute arsehole! A Trotskyite righteous prostitute arsehole with no bollocks and no kidneys! Thank you, Doctor.
Too many injections. In a short space of time.
I don't want to wait any longer. Come on. Come on. We've got medical science. Don't need any more rest. Sit up. That's it. All right? Do you know the difference between bourgeois jurisprudence and Soviet jurisprudence?
I don't.
In the bourgeois system, you're innocent until proven guilty. Here in the Soviet Union, the accused is required to prove that he's innocent. You've clearly failed to do so.
I am not a spy.
That doesn't matter. Just sign this.
If you know I am a spy, why do you need me to sign it?
Sign it. Or I will shoot you.
I know.
Sign.
I cannot.
There's a crematorium downstairs. Thousands have been shot and disposed of.
I know. We knew.
Sign.
I cannot.
Paragraph 58, section 4. Support of a foreign state against the Soviet Union. Section 6, espionage. Section 8, terrorism. Section 14, sabotage. That's the only thing that's going to save you. You confess to one of them, we stop. You'll be so happy when we finally shoot you. But you do have to sign first.
'81, '82, '83.
What are you doing?
Counting the mentions of Comrade Stalin in today's Pravda.
Honestly.
When we first came back here, you bit our heads off if we even mentioned...
I'm sick of it, aren't I?
Then tell me. Did Lenin really write a will disowning Stalin?
Did you hear that from your lieutenant?
So what?
Stick to kissing.
Much less dangerous.
We have to talk about something.
So, what are his philosophies?
Why do people all have to believe in something? Your Krimov and his communism, Grandmama and the workers, it's stupid. We're going to live without beliefs.
You and the lieutenant.
In 3 weeks, he'll be at the front. Here's his philosophy. Alive today, dead tomorrow.
God, dear.
Many weeks ago, I was living in Kubyshev, about to go to the front to visit Pyotr. We seemed so inevitable.
I know how you feel.
And then the next moment, I'd feel so... he felt so... alien. We don't have any friends in common. We don't like the same things.
So what if you like Chekhov and he likes Dreiser?
God help us, Dreiser?
You're not helping.
You're right. It doesn't matter. He's special, wise. There's a peasant kindness about him.
You snob.
Oh, that's not what she means.
Can you see me pouring out tea for colonels, wives, generals?
I can, actually.
Shut up.
You don't even know if Krimov loves you or forgives you.
I know he needs me. In the Lubyanka, he thinks of me every single day.
How do you know that?
It's funny. I just do.
How old are you?
It's not my age. You know what I am, don't you?
I don't want to say.
Hmm? A small dog of female gender.
Exactly.
A bitch.
Yes.
I wish I knew what you find so funny. Oh, sorry, what did I say? What? Jenny, you must know. I don't care what anyone thinks that someone living in my house is trying to help an arrested person. I don't give a damn. This is your home.
Thank you, Vitienka. Thank you.
Gave you a hard time.
How long was I gone?
3 days.
72 hours and now I can't sleep.
The conveyor belt.
What?
They put you on the conveyor. That's what we call it. Injections?
Where's Drelling?
He got 15 years.
My God.
He had his fingers crossed for 10, but...
I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
What?
I've got to speak to the investigator. I'll sign anything.
What are you doing?
Come on, run!
Don't do this.
I have to find out. I'll sign anything. And just... something he asked me, I've just realised about something Trotsky said to me, just to me, no one else heard.
How did they know?
I told my wife. Zhenya, the only woman in the world who knows it.
It happens.
If they'll confirm it was her denounced me, I'll say anything!
Slow down!
I'll say I'm a saboteur, an agitator, whatever you want! Just say it was her!
You're talking when you call!
I want
all right! I'll keep him quiet!
Yeah, you better!
Over here.
Oh, what am I doing?
Quiet.
Oh, how could I think she'd do that?
That's it.
Of course she didn't. It's my fault we... It's my fault we... But she'd never do that. Not my Zhenyichka.
That's right.
Oh. And you know what I've been thinking? One day... the NKVD will change. And they'll secretly gather everything good about people. Everything that's good will go in their files. They'll still listen to phone calls and read letters and get people to speak honestly. but only to make sure they get every last detail of everything good and faithful and honest that they've done. The Lyubyanka will be a place where faith in humanity is strengthened, not destroyed.
I think you're right. And once this marvellous, radiant dossier has been compiled, the NKVD agents will pick you up. You'll be brought here, and you'll be beaten just the same.
Really?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Last time I was here, you said the investigation was continuing.
It's completed.
You said I should come back.
Yeah, well, then you were misinformed.
Maybe you should check again.
Name?
Him. Krimov Nikolai Grigorievich.
Nikolai Grigorievich?
Yes?
The investigation is continuing. That parcel for him?
Yes.
I'll take it.
You'll take a parcel?
What did I just say?
Ferengi Krimov.
Are you doing this on purpose?
Sorry, no. Yes, here it is. I've written a full list of contents. I filled in the form with a full list of everything that's inside it.
If it isn't in order, it'll be destroyed.
It's in order. I'm sure it is. Thank you.
Don't thank me.
Comrade.
If it isn't in order, it will not be given to the prisoner.
Thank you.
Don't. Next! Come on!
They took my parcel. Oh, good.
Well done.
They took my parcel. He'll know I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here, Krimov. I'm here.
Quiet there.
Sorry. They've taken my parcel.
I'm sorry, I'm very disinclined to give this man another injection.
Comrade Doctor, I'd like to continue my questioning.
I can go on. No injection. Ask me anything, but I won't sign a confession.
Injection, please, Doctor.
I will not.
Take him back.
I will carry on.
Take him away.
Is that Krimov you've got there?
I don't know.
Krimov, NG.
Parcel for you, Krimov. You need to sign for it.
Give it to me.
Sign here first. Is that the best you can do?
I think my hand's broke.
That'll have to do then, won't it?
To see who it's from.
Let's have a look. Somebody called Yevgenia Nikolaevna.
Come on.
She sent me a parcel. My Zhenyajika has sent me a parcel.
Yeah, big deal.
My God. My blessed God. You're there. Zhenyajika.
In Krimov in Moscow, Krimov was played by David Tennant and Victor by Kenneth Branagh. Zhenya was Raquel Cassidy, Lyuda, Greta Skaki, Maria, Harriet Walter, and Nadia, Ellie Kendrick. Katzenellenbogen was Ewan Bailey, Bogoleev, James Lely, and Dreling, Peter Polikarpu. The interrogators were Elliot Levy and Chris Pavlo, and other parts were played by Simon Bubb, Elaine Claxton, Jonathan Forbes, Gerard McDermott, Carl Prekop, Alan Raglan, and Jane Whittenshaw. Original music was composed by John Hardy with Rob Whitehead. Life and Fate, Krimov in Moscow, was dramatised by Jonathan Myerson from the novel by Vasily Grossman. The directors were Jonquil Panting and Alison Hindle.